This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation, according to law enforcement authorities today. Operation Trojan Shield involved police raids in 16 countries, in which 250 firearms and 55 luxury cars were also seized, according to officials announced at a news conference in The Hague. The FBI, over the last 18 months, handed out encrypted phones with the Anom app, believed by the suspects to be safe to use to more than 300 crime gangs operating in 100 countries, allowing authorities to monitor their drug shipments and other plans. In the meantime, the Justice Department here in the U.S. has recovered the majority of a multi-million-dollar ransom payment to hackers after a cyber attack that caused the operator of the nation's largest fuel pipeline to halt its operations last month. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announced the operation at a news conference yesterday.
We turned the tables on DarkSide. After Colonial Pipeline's quick notification to law enforcement and pursuant to a seizure warrant issued by the United States District Court for the Northern District of California earlier today, the Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the DarkSide network in the wake of last month's ransomware attack.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russian-based hacker group is the first undertaken by a specialized ransomware task force created by the Biden administration Justice Department and reflects what U.S. officials say is an increasingly aggressive approach. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a bipartisan Senate report released today into the Capitol breach in January by reporters of former President Trump includes new details about the police officers on the front lines who suffered chemical burns, brain injuries, and broken bones.
Not look at root causes, including the role played by Trump as he called for his supporters to fight like hell to overturn his defeat. I'm Julie Walker. A Senate report released today details sweeping failures around the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but does not delve into the role played by former President Trump. The bipartisan review found broad government, military, and law enforcement missteps before the attack. It also found a breakdown within multiple intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation. The senators criticized the FBI and Homeland Security for downplaying online threats and for not issuing formal intelligence bulletins. The report recommends giving the Capitol Police Chief more authority, giving better equipment to law enforcement, and streamlining intelligence gathering. It does not root causes, including the role played by Trump as he called for his supporters to fight like hell to overturn his defeat. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Kamala Harris is closing out her first foreign trip today, visiting Mexico and meeting with President Andres Manuel López Obrador. The day before, Vice President Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. But after her meeting with Guatemala's president on Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making the trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Vice President Harris said her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. The Biden administration has identified more than 3,900 children who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. Officials said today its Family Reunification Task Force identified 3,913 children, almost all of whom were separated from July 1, 2017 to the end of Donald Trump's presidency in January. The task force report provides one of the most detailed accounts of a policy that was widely denounced. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.